Next week, the Mr. Dope America contest.
Yes, it's the first annual Mr. Dope America contest,
where dopers from all over America
and parts of Alabama
have gathered to compete for the coveted title of
Mr. Dope America.
The tension mounts as the final moment draws near. Who will be Mr. Dope America?
Who will wear the leaves of grass symbolic crown of royal dopehood?
Some lucky contestant will walk
or be carried from the room
bearing the title of
Mr. Dope America.
And to qualify for the Mr. Dope America contest,
you must have been turned on no earlier than 1965.
Jazz musicians, beatniks, and pre-med students are not allowed to compete.
Contestants must have served at least 6 months in jail on a drug-related charge,
or have been drafted during the Vietnam War,
or be the son or daughter of a Nixon Republican.
And the winner of the Mr. Dope America contest will hold the title for 1 year.
Unless he, she, or it becomes a Jehovah's Witness practicing Catholic,
or a member of any other fanatic religious cult.
At which time the title will then go to the next runner-up.
Along with the title, Mr. Dope America will also receive the following gifts.
From Crush of California, a beer can hash pipe complete with a string to hang around your neck.
One blanket donated by the Goodwill store.
A $5 gift certificate from Blowtown Bail Bonds.
A brand new roll of handy white toilet tissue.
Complete instructions on how to dial information.
A hand-carved combination ear pick and coke spoon.
An antique baggie from the Saran collection.
A free clinic urine sample bottle.
A poster.
A used loincloth.
A 7-foot piece of twine.
A string of beads.
A box of matches.
A barf bag.
Free space and time.
A collection of red handkerchief headbands.
A tab-top pinky ring.
One rolled-up newspaper.
Two calling birds.
Three French hens.
And a Partridge Family Greatest Hits album.
And many, many other fantastic gifts.